Next question is Avis Ward. This is a consultation request by Dr. Hartik Patel. Reason for a consultation. Evaluation for AICD. Implantation. History: patient is a 71-year-old female with a history of congestive heart failure and cardiomyopathy period. Patient's aortic valve replaced initially in 2005 and repeat aortic valve replacement and coronary artery bypass surgery in 2015 period. Patient has recently completed an increase in shortness of breath and the symptoms of class 3 congestive heart failure period. Patient left ventricular ejection fraction by echocardiogram is 20% period. Patient is referred for intracardiac defibrillator implantation to prevent sudden death period. Patient has coronary artery bypass surgery performed in 2017 period. Because the patient's ischemic cardiomyopathy and low ejection fraction, referred me for AICD implantation to prevent sudden death period. Sudden medication. Warfarin. Entresto 24-26 twice daily. Crestor 40 milligram daily. Metformin and insulin period. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated, no history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure, 110 over 7, 70 pulses, 80, respiration, 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs, clear bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm. MR meso gallop, abdomen soft, normality, bowel sound, extremity. No edema. Click impression number 1, ischemic cardiomyopathy. Number 2, status post aortic valve replacement. Number 3, congestive heart failure. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Recommendation. Patient has moderate to severe left ventricular systolic dysfunction, class 3 congestive heart failure on maximum medical therapy period. discuss with the patient regarding intracardiac defibrillator implantation to prevent sudden death. Procedures can be benefit discussed with the patient. First risk include but not limited to bleeding hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, collapse of the lung, period. Patient agreed for the procedure. Next paragraph. Thank you very much, Dr. Patel, for asking me to participate in the care of this patient. Please send a copy to Dr. Karthik Patel.